Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I believe you have a little bit of interest in motorsports.
Oh, yeah, every now and then. It's okay.
Now, I know you're a Formula One supporter, but what about Bathurst?
Oh, it's the best day, one of the best days of the year.
Is it? Why?
Yeah. Oh, it's just a great race, isn't it? So it's called the Great Race. But and this year they took Bathurst went back to when it should be, which is in October. Last year they changed it. COVID again got in the way. But in my family, like when I was growing up, my dad loved car racing. And so that Bathurst weekend, every Sunday, we'd be sitting in the lounge room in our jammies ready to watch the start of the great race. I always like it's like the first bounce of the grand final. I just love the start of Bathurst when they're ready to go and the lights are going and then bang, off they go.
Funny you should mention the AFL Grand Final because the first bounce was about the only highlight for the game.
It was a one-sided affair, wasn't it?
It was.
But well done to the Cats. They played well.
Yeah, they did.
They dominated. Did.
Now, I grew up listening to Peter Brock and Alan Moffat sort of holding them forward, battling it out in the early 70s.
Yeah, well, me too. And certainly, in fact, those names are synonymous, aren't they, with car racing in Australia. In fact, in this, do you remember a name called Glenn Seaton?
Yes.
Well, his son actually raced in Bathurst, and so did James Moffat. Alan Moffat's son was also racing in Bathurst. So there's still that bit of history around.
Well, it's cool. And how long's it been the Bathurst 1000?
Well, you tell me.
I did a bit of research, and it was 1973. Previous to that, it was a 500, Bathurst 500, so I presume 500 miles, whereas now it's 621.4 miles. That's 1,000 Ks.
Yeah, the Repco 1000, it's now called. So obviously the Hardy Ferodo 500 was often what it was called when I was a kid. But, of course, the sponsors change over time. But
over time, yeah. It's almost there's been as many sponsors changes as me wearing suits, mate.
Do you wear suits that often?
Not that often.
But the interesting thing is looking at – have you been to Bathurst?
Yes.
And you've been around the track?
I'm not sure. I might have.
We've driven around it. We went there and I had to drive around the track. And TV, everyone says TV doesn't give you, doesn't do the track justice because how steep it is and the drop-offs and going across the top and then dropping down. It's actually amazing. It's an amazing track. And you think these guys are just flying around there. I mean, they're getting up to 300 kilometres an hour down the end of Conrod Strait. Now, and this weekend, the weather was terrible. So the rain, the amount of water around there made it a very, very difficult race.
You know, everyone talks about Holden and Ford, and they're the two makes that have dominated this race for, 50 years. But I'm a Holden man, and I believe it was the last time that Holden competed, and hopefully they won.
They did win. It's the last time that, you're correct, Holden will race at Bathurst. They're currently what they call the Generation 2 supercar. So, again, we would have remembered back in the 70s that it was pretty much production cars. I mean, they basically took them from the dealer, took them back to the workshop, did a little bit of work to them, and sometimes actually drove their cars to the track. So they really were production cars that raced. And now, of course, they are full-on race cars. But their next year, they're changing to what they're calling the Generation 3 car. So it will be still GM, so General Motors, but it will be a Camaro. And, of course, the Ford teams have been racing the Mustang now for a number of years. So the Ford Falcon stopped a few years ago. But this is the last season for the Holden Commodore.
You know, obviously when you think of Holden, you think of Peter Brock.
Yes.
Now, do you know how many Bathurst 1000s Peter Brock won?
Nine, I'm going to say.
No, eight. He also won one of the 500s in the last one in 1972.
Bathurst, he won nine.
Nine.
I know, yeah.
And eight 1000s. I specifically asked that question because I knew you'd say
try
nine.
Try and trip me up.
No.
Interesting thing, though, isn't it, that back in the day, what they could do, and this would never happen now, but back in the day, and Peter Brock won a few of, and not to take away from his victories, of course, but a few of those races, he actually crashed his car or his car broke down and then he jumped in the other team's, the other car. So he threw their drivers out and he jumped in. That was the rules. They could do that. The lead driver could actually drive if they had two cars in the race in the team. They could take the other car. And interestingly, they kept their lap they're on. So it was a bit different. But now, of course, if you crash and or your car breaks down, you're done. You can't jump into another car and off you go.
Gee, it's funny how they keep changing rules all the time. Now, we've established that Peter Brock won 9 Bathurst. Do you know what the record is for the most podium positions, first, second or third?
No, I don't.
It's 14 by a fairly unknown guy. You've probably never heard of this guy, Craig Lowndes.
Craig Lowndes, the great Lowndesy. And Lowndesy, interestingly, again, he's my favourite by far.
I wonder if I knew that.
He probably did, but he finished 8th. He raced a wild card entry because he's no longer racing full time. But Triple Eight, who is the team that he's been with, and of course Triple Eight, Shane Van Gisbergen was the winner of Bathurst again this year, so he's now won it twice. But Lowndesy was in there and finished 8th with a rookie, Declan Fraser. So you had a guy at one end and a rookie at the other end, and they did really well to finish 8th. And that was his 300th round start. Wow. So that's he made history for V8s or touring cars as well. The most round starts ever, 300.
Do you know what the most starts in a Bathurst race is?
From one person.
Obviously, they're
well, Lowndesy's finished on the podium 14 times. So, I mean, he must have started a number of times and didn't finish on the podium. So he's got to be up there with his longevity. Again, Brock would have been up there. Moffat, Dick Johnson might have been up there a fair bit.
The answer is 35.
35 starts.
Yes, and it's Jim Richards.
Jim Richards. I was thinking. And Jim Richards is, I reckon, one of the most overlooked drivers because he's won Bathurst, I'm going to say, 5-6 times.
I think it's 7.
And he is probably the over, because, again, he's probably had more success than people like Alan Moffat and like people that Dick Johnson, for example. And he, again, he was a fabulous driver.
So can you imagine 35 starts? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, of all the races, how many of them do you think Holden have won?
I have no idea. How many races have there been? When they first started?
1960 was the first Bathurst.
1960 was the first Bathurst. Well, yeah. See, even back in the day, Holden wouldn't have won because there was all those different cars. Like there was Minis, there was Jags, there was all sorts of production cars out there. So, I'd have to think that Holden, Commodores or Holden?
Holden.
I'd say Holden must have won the most.
Yeah.
Would that be fair?
There's a clue because of Jim Richards had 35 starts and Holden.
Was he always in a Holden?
No. Hasn't he won in a Ford as well?
I have no idea.
There's a couple of guys like that, but yeah. Holden have won 35 times, maybe 36 this year.
Well, if you count this year, definitely 36 then. There you go.
Now, you know that Peter Brock died in a rally, but in 2006, the trophy for the winner of Bathurst is the Peter Brock trophy.
And Craig Lowndes won it.
Yeah.
He was riding a Ford at the time. Interesting. But that was a fabulous – I mean, it was obviously a very sad time. Isn't it interesting, like, when we lose icons, like Peter Brock – again, some people just, like, can just cross all barriers, can't they? Like, there wouldn't have been many people around who didn't know who Peter Brock was. But, yeah, Lowndesy – his team, Triple Eight at the time, but they were racing Fords, gave him permission to drive Peter Brock's Turana, Bathurst winning Turana, around Bathurst on the morning. They had a big celebration and like he had tears in his eyes driving around. And then he was the first one to win the Peter Brock trophy, which I think was fitting because Lowndesy, to me, is the new Peter Brock. Like Peter Brock took him under his wing, tutored him, and I think Lowndesy is like such a fan favourite like Brocky was because Peter Brock taught him it's about the fans. You know, you've got to be give back to the fans and be part of that and give of your time. And Peter Brock always did that, and so was Craig Lowndes.
Yeah, look, he was fantastic for the sport. And, you know, the funny thing is, like a lot of people in South Australia, they followed Holden because Holdens were built here. I know some were built in Victoria, but Ford was more in line with Victoria. So it was almost Vic versus SA when Holden versus Ford.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what it's all been built on, isn't it? The Ford versus Holden rivalry, and now I guess they're going to GM. Are you going to use that versus, you know, Ford and keep that rivalry going? But the new Gen 3 cars, they look pretty. They look pretty specky. They look pretty good. And in fact, Dick Johnson drove the new Gen 3, the first person to drive the Gen 3 Mustang around Mount Panorama.
I tell you, while we were just talking about Peter Bock, we said he won nine times, but did you know from 1978 to 1984, he was involved in the winning team all but 1 year. 81 was the only year he missed out. He
dominated, didn't he?
Unbelievable. And just a...
That's why it's called King of the Mountain.
And Peter Perfect.
Yeah.
You forgot that one.
No, I didn't forget that one, but you reminded me. But
yeah.
We are talking Bathurst.
Now, obviously, when Peter Bock died, he was at a rally, I believe, in Western Australia.
It was, yeah.
How many people do you think have died at Bathurst in the in a Bathurst race?
There have been a few. There haven't been for a while, but I don't know. But
well, three and a half, because someone died in 1986, someone died in 1992, they had a heart attack, someone died in 1994 in the practice, but in 2006... A driver that was going to drive in Bathurst actually died in the V8 series earlier. So, it's very unfortunate. So it's not exactly the safest sport around.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you say that, and a lot of those deaths are later when safety is much better than ever. I mean, you look at some of the old footage that they show, and racing around Bathurst there. I mean, there's no pit wall. It's just like there's the pits and there's cars zooming by hundreds of miles an hour.
And spectators are hanging out.
Yeah, spectators are right there. There's no guardrails. Basically, it was just the normal road. If you went off, you're heading down the mountain. And you think, it's just amazing how far safety has come. But, of course, so has the speed of the vehicle, for example, now. So they're going so much quicker. But, safety, I mean, they had some big crashes this weekend at Bathurst because of the rain, and it's just amazing how safe these cars are now.
Now, the mayor of Bathurst had the plan of building a race course in Bathurst around Mount Panorama, and it was actually established in 1938, and the first race wasn't cars, it was motorbikes. Yeah. And I know about that time, about a month or two later, an Australian Grand Prix was on as well, but you know, it's interesting that it dates so long. I mean, 1960 for the Bathurst Mountain Race, but 1938, you have to go back to then for motorbikes. Unbelievable. Yeah. And I've seen photos.
And now Bathurst is really right up there as one of the top races in the world. I mean, I guess you've got places like Le Mans and that type of thing, but Bathurst now is people around the world watch it. And, of course, race drivers around the world know how good it is. In fact, I was watching a video on YouTube just the other day. David Coulthard, when he raced for McLaren Vodafone, and so with 888 was sponsored by Vodafone, they actually bought a Formula One car to Bathurst, and that holds the lap record. So he drove a Formula One car around Bathurst, and then Craig Lowndes jumped in it and had a go, and then they swapped cars. But seeing this Formula One get around Bathurst is incredible.
Oh, it would be. I mean, Formula One sort of, my memory from, 1985 when they first came to Adelaide, they were stunning vehicles, weren't they?
Unbelievable.
They still sort of look similar.
They are. They're very different cars now, but, I mean, they've kept that sort of, obviously, they're open wheelers and they keep a certain shape. But,
yeah
again, they are the pinnacle of technology.
They kind of remind me so much of the old Bluebird back in 1964 when Donald Campbell broke the speed record. Is that feel of speed that the cars look like they're going to go fast?
And their downforce now is incredible. So the way that they corner is the speed at which they can corner is to watch it is just fascinating.
Now, I've got a question without notice for you. What has the Adelaide Crows Football Club got in common with Bathurst?
They've lost more.
No.
When did the Adelaide Crows, did they, is there some, I have no idea.
What year did the Crows win their back-to-back premiership.
It was in the early 90s, wasn't it?
It was 97 and 98.
Was it? 97, 98.
And what happened at Bathurst? That's never happened in any other year.
Was there a back-to-back victories?
No. They had two races in 1997 and two races in 1998. And, you know, when you look at Jim...
Why?
I don't know. You look at Jim Richards' record of 35 race starts.
When you say, because they had the 12-hour, they have a 12-hour yes. race at Bathurst. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
No, this is a Bathurst.
And they do, like this year, they had a round at Bathurst, but then obviously it's not. That's the thing, like there's Bathurst and then there's Bathurst, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean, that October weekend, that is always the big one.
No, and I appreciate that, but Jim Richards' record of 35 starts. Well, he had two in 1997 and two in 1998. So he was 33 years for 35 starts. That's how I worked it out.
Okay. I did not know that.
Well, it's good to stump you on a motorsport question. So
you are the historian, aren't you?
Not for motorsport.
Well, you like to look stuff up.
So here's another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.